I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The United States continues to import more goods than it exports, a lot more. The Commerce Department says this morning the August trade gap expanded almost 7% to $54 billion. That was more than expected. The Commerce Department blames the cost of oil. The U.S. is spending a lot of dollars in the Persian Gulf, Venezuela, and Nigeria to satisfy our oil needs. We're joined by Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. John, the trends are not so good on this, huh?
That's right, Alex. The world economy depends heavily on oil, and these prices are causing a definite drag. Forecasters at the International Monetary Fund have already trimmed their predictions for next year's world growth by 0.7%. Some say even that's too optimistic. France is dropping next year's projection by a full percentage point if oil prices stay above $50 a barrel. Developing nations are likely to be especially hurt. One economist predicts many struggling countries will take a 4% hit, which would mean many nations' economies will get smaller next year.
What about the U.S.?
The U.S. economy has been humming along at a pretty good clip. Predictions were for a healthy 3.5% to 4% improvement in gross domestic product next year. But listen to Philip Verlager, who follows oil prices for the Institute for International Economics.
We've already probably lost a 1 percentage point on GDP next year, maybe more. As the price keeps going up and the natural gas prices keep going up, we could also pick up an easy 2% the following year. I think all of the last recessions in the last 30 years have been started by energy crises, higher oil prices, and we're well on our way to the fourth.
John, there must be some way to avoid that sobering consequence, one would hope anyway.
Well, there are lots of solutions out there, from easing environmental requirements for cleaner gasoline to boosting taxes on gasoline to trim demand. Verlager, he favors a very high tax, although he says first the government would have to help cushion the shock for drivers.
You create an agency to buy back SUVs, crush them. Consumers thought they had a deal with the automakers when they bought their SUVs, where gasoline would be at $1.50 a gallon. And to take the gasoline tax where I want to take it, which is $2 a gallon, you can't go there unless you provide an outlet to the consumer, an adjustment period of 2 to 3 years.
Beyond that, some economists are saying the oil-consuming nations should sit down with producers and negotiate a hard fixed price for a barrel of crude oil, which both sides stick to, and that would smooth out the wild swings in the cost of this commodity that's really needed to keep the world economy going for the foreseeable future. Coming up later on Marketplace, the mounting human costs of the war in Iraq have some Iraqis asking if resistance is futile.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It comes to us from American Public Media.